Grace and peace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. In today's devotional, Eyes Open. The text we're going to use, John 9:6 and Mark 10:51. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came back saying, the other one is, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. My rabbi, the blind man said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Again and again, Jesus opened blind eyes. These are just a couple. There are many others. Some needed a touch, others a word, and one even needed mud and water. But all of them point to the same truth. Jesus is the light of the world. Healing of blindness was a promised sign of the Messiah. Each time Jesus restored sight, it was a declaration. The kingdom is here, and darkness cannot remain. Bartimaeus teaches us persistence, crying out even when others try to silence him. The man born blind shows us that sometimes healing comes in steps and that obedience to Jesus' command leads to vision. But beyond physical sight, these miracles point to spiritual vision. To see Jesus clearly is the greatest healing of all. Where do you need your eyes open? Physically? Maybe spiritually? Probably emotionally? Ask him today, Lord, I want to see. He is still giving sight to those who come in faith and are very persistent. No need to beg. Just know that he's willing to do so. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Open our eyes to see you clearly, to see truthfully, and to see others with your love. Remove every blindness from my life and lead me in your light. This I ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. It's so interesting that when we talk about blindness,